"We do not need your nurses today," Hannah said, as she knelt beside Merrin and trimmed the wick of the one small oil lamp that was the cell's only illumination. "We will not inflict more pain on you. Instead, we hope to compensate you for that which you have already suffered." She set aside the lamp. It threw a soft light onto Merrin's bandaged head. "Are you ready, Dr. Gibber?" While Gibber supported Merrin's head, she unpicked the knot in the bandage and peeled it away. Then she handed the lamp to Taita. "Please direct the light onto his eye." Taita held a polished silver disc behind the flame to reflect a beam onto Merrin's face. Hannah leant closer to examine the stitches that closed his eyelids. "Good," she said comfortably. "I can see no vice in the way it has healed. I believe it is now safe to remove the stitches. Please hold the light steady." She snipped the stitches and with forceps drew the gut threads from the needle punctures. The lids were glued together with dried mucus and blood. Gently she washed it away with a cloth dipped in warm aromatic water. "Please try to open your eye now, Colonel Cambyses," she instructed. The eyelid quivered, then flickered open. Taita felt his heart thump louder and more rapidly as he looked into the eye socket, which was no longer an empty pit. "In the name of the Holy Triumvirate of Osiris, Isis, and Horus," Taita whispered. "You have regrown a perfect new eye."
"Not yet perfect," Hannah demurred. "It is but halfway grown and is still much smaller than the other. The pupil is cloudy."
She took the silver disc from Gibber and deflected the beam directly into the immature eye. "On the other hand, see how the pupil contracts. It has already started to function correctly." She covered Merrin's good eye with the cotton pad.
"Tell us what you can see, Colonel," she ordered.
"A bright light," he replied. Hannah passed her hand in front of his face with her fingers splayed open.
"Tell us what you can see now."
"Shadows," he said doubtfully. But then he went on firmly now.
"No, wait. I see fingers. The outline of five fingers."
It was the first time Taita had seen Hannah smile, and in the yellow lamplight she looked younger and gentler.
"Nay, good Merrin," he said, "this day you have seen more than fingers. You have seen a miracle."
"I must bandage the eye again." Hannah was brisk and businesslike once more. "It will be many more days before it is able to withstand the light of day.